The ARIA Awards are on tonight, celebrating Australian musicians from pop to jazz to classical. But behind the glitz, a new report finds that many artists are struggling to make ends meet. The survey by Musicians Australia, which is a division of the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, also reveals significant concern about artificial intelligence robbing an already overworked and underpaid profession. Kimberly Wheeler is Federal President of the MEAA's Musicians Division and is a folk musician herself. What sort of picture does this survey paint for us about life for musicians in Australia right now?
I think it paints a very real picture of what artists are experiencing at the moment. Almost half of musicians are earning less than $15,000 in a year, with 31% earning less than $6,900 in a year, and that's just it's pretty dire.
Has this survey been done before? Are there any comparisons at all?
Yes, we did. We did have some results from our 2023 survey, which was actually a dip even further from that, and that really came out of the blue for us. And that showed that at that time, and this is partly, you know, tapping into the post-pandemic problems, that musicians were earning, well, 50% of musicians were earning less than $6,000 in a year.
And what do we know then about the overall financial situation for musicians? I'm thinking there's a lot of day jobs fitting in here as well, by the sounds of it.
There are a lot of day jobs. There are a lot of people who have what's called portfolio careers, where they're combining income streams from all over the place. But there are also a lot of people who are living in poverty and really struggling to make ends meet.
So, Kimberly, the earnings for the musicians from their music, what do we know about? Is it mostly from live gigs, from recording? How does it look?
About 70% of most people's income is from live music. And this is a completely unregulated space. When they're doing that, there's a hell of a lot of work that goes in the background that you're not aware of, and it's not just those 2 minutes on the stage. And then that's also augmented by things like teaching, and there are a lot of our sector who work in places like aged care as well to just try and make ends meet. The pressures to be taking more work outside of music is pulling us away from what should be our core focus, which is music.
Your survey also identified, Kimberly, that there's widespread worries about artificial intelligence, AI, amongst musicians. What are the musos telling you about their worries in that regard?
There's obviously the years of practice and that go into your work, and the idea that something's just going to suck it up in a couple of seconds is a bit of a fairly creepy feeling. But there's also the potential displacement and that we are already feeling, where a lot of the work and some of the other streams of income that we do rely on are being infiltrated by these services and it's taking work from us. There's also concerns about the zone being flooded with AI material that drowns out and shuts us out of opportunities and makes it harder for people to find us in the first place. And probably also for me, one of my big concerns is this flooding of AI content to the zone might, you know, if, you know, being not real and not very good might make people stop listening to music as much, you know, bringing the average down.
Just briefly, what measures are important for the sustainability of the arts and I guess the attitudes about musicians playing gigs being a hobby rather than a sustainable career?
Yeah, I guess the first part, what do we need to do for the arts with respect to, I mean, we need some urgent regulation into AI from the government. We need, you know, partly to do with consent, because we're not being consented when our work's being used, and we're certainly not being compensated.